Hi, I'm Ray Hager, standing in for Sam Shad, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. We'll be talking about the aftermath and the plan forward after an explosion that knocked out two dormitories for this coming school year. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. Welcome, sir, for today's
show.
What I wanted to talk to you about is the aftermath of the explosion on campus that knocked out two dormitories, although luckily no one was hurt in this. But it was announced last week that the university has come into a agreement with El Dorado Resorts to rent to take the entire West Tower in Circus Circus and use it for student housing. You lost about 1,300 places for student housing with the explosion. Is this a done deal? Are you ready to move forward with this?
It's pretty much a done deal. We don't have a signed contract today, but we've been working with El Dorado Resorts. They've been very gracious in bending over backwards to help us replicate the residence hall experience for freshmen, which we were counting on with Argenta and Nye Halls. So we will have a contract soon. We will be sending out room assignments for all of our dormitories next week.
Okay, is this what's going to be called Wolfpack Hall?
Yes, we're going to call this Wolfpack Tower.
Tower, okay.
It brings it closer in recognition to the university, and it will be completely a dormitory facility or a residence hall, and that's been very important to us. So, working with El Dorado Resorts, they are allocating this entire west tower of the Circus Casino, which is perfect because it's really not right on Virginia. There's no gaming in that tower. It was a bedroom facility. It's been recently renovated. It's very close to St. Mary's Hospital rather than the main strip of Reno. And with the new renovation, they generated a key card access in all the elevators and all the rooms, so it gives us a great deal of security for the students who will be staying there.
So you're not worried about any security issues with young students living downtown. They're still close to gambling, although it's not in that tower.
That's correct. It's closer to gambling, but there is no gaming in that tower. We'll be walking the students from the campus to the tower. It's actually on West Street rather than on either Sierra or Virginia Street. It's just catty-cornered across the street from St. Mary's Hospital, and it's a very secure environment. One reason we're not worried about security is that we're getting the whole tower, and we will have control of security in the tower. We are moving a police substation of the University Police down to the tower so that there'll be a 24/7 presence of a police officer, a fully trained police officer. And there will be two people at the front desk at all times, 24/7. So they'll really control access to the rooms.
Okay, President Johnson, when I was an undergrad, I used to eat breakfast at Kaya's Squeeze Inn before I'd walk back to campus. Mm-hmm. Now, from downtown to the campus, especially on the north end, it's that's a pretty long walk. How are you going to get? Do you have a shuttle or a transportation
yes.
system worked out?
We have a shuttle system already, and there is a great place for a stop right on West Street in front of the behind the tower, and also the city bus system has a stop right there. And this year, because of a grant that RTC has gotten, our students will be able to ride the bus for free. So they will have city buses and they will have our shuttle for transportation between the campus and the university.
Well, it seems like perhaps the best solution to the issue. And another thing, it seems to move the university for the first time that I can remember into the downtown corridor of Reno. Do you see it this way? Is there some kind of ceiling that's been, or a barrier that's been broken with this? Well,
certainly we haven't had student facilities south of I-80, but we have had public outreach on Second Street with the Nelson Building down there, where Ollie and some of our medical operations have been. Since about 2013, we've had the Innovation Center down on Sinclair and Liberty. So we have, and we have had medical operations downtown, and we have operations down on Moana Lane, both medical and outreach facilities. So we have a lot of activities south of I-80, but this will be the first time that we've had real concentrated student activity south of I-80.
Okay, if this is successful, even when the dormitories are repaired, because of the housing crunch in Nevada or in Reno, do you think this will be a permanent solution or a permanent help to student housing? Would you plan to have the Wolfpack Tower go on and on, except for not just a few years?
Yes, we have no such plans. We already have our request for qualifications out with designers and contractors to repair Nye Hall and Argenta Hall. We did not have additional plans to build more student housing. So we don't have anything in the works to say that we want more capacity than we already have. Our main focus is to get freshmen into residence halls. It's very clear from the data that if freshmen will stay in residence halls, they have a greater probability of coming back the second year and moving on to graduation. We do a lot of programming in our residence halls to help make the transition of freshmen from high school and living at home to living away from home and joining the university environment. So all of that, because we have a single tower for these 1,300 students, we can replicate that entire freshman experience.
Okay, let's take a break right here. We'll be back, and President Johnson, I want to talk more about the explosion. We'll be back with President Mark Johnson of the University of Nevada after these few words.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Mark Johnson. He's the president of the University of Nevada, Reno. And we're speaking about the explosion at Argenta Hall that has displaced 1,300 students, right. Excuse me, and the solution to the problem. Now, of course, President Johnson, we're talking about moving into Wolfpack Tower, mm-hmm. at the Circus in downtown Reno. They have a place to stay. They have a place to study. They have transportation back and forth from, mm-hmm. from campus, but what about their eating situation?
Certainly, we've been working just as hard on the eating situation as we have been on rooming these students. The first couple of months, there will be a tent constructed that will be a dining tent, and we will bring in a mobile kitchen to serve all of the students of all of the dorms, not just these students, and there will be bus and shuttle transportation from Wolfpack Tower to the tent. The tent will be located between our new residence hall, Great Basin Hall, and Lincoln Hall. And then in a couple of months, we will be constructing a more semi-permanent facility that could last us up to 2 years. It's also an outdoor tent-type facility, but it will be warmed and cooled and have the kitchen there as well. This longer-term solution was actually used by Emory University, and we're buying some of the material that they used, and that was their dining facility for the residents for a couple of years down in Atlanta. So we found that solution, and we will be implementing that probably in late October, November.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the explosion itself, and it happened on July 5th,
correct?
Do I have that?
About a little and after 1 p.m.
What the miracle here really is that no one was killed in this. There were a few injuries, but no one lost their life. And we talked, you know, before we began about how lucky and fortunate, and maybe blessed that we all are. You mentioned, can you imagine if it happened on October 5th instead of July 5th? So maybe if you could just talk a little bit about the blessing that you received.
This was a tremendous blessing that this occurred on July 5th with a regular maintenance project that was going on. And there were about 300 people staying in this residence hall. 203 were going to summer school. And we had about another 100 students here on programs from other countries, short-term programs.
Mm-hmm.
The fortunate thing was that there was a small blast which set off the sprinklers and the fire alarms, and that got everybody out of the building and before the major explosion occurred. So people responded well to the fire alarm. So we had like 8 small injuries that nobody was hospitalized, nobody was seriously hurt, and that was indeed a blessing.
Are you concerned at all, President Johnson, that perhaps some parents of students may not feel that, or may worry about the safety of their children at the University of Nevada?
Certainly, I'm a parent that sent a student away, and parents are just worriers. And I always worried about my son, even crossing the street. But the security measures that have been taken by our state fire marshal have been phenomenal. He immediately looked through all of the boiler repair records and maintenance records of all of our dormitories and found them to be up to date. He came back and said, you know, as state fire marshal, I know that parents and students and the public are worried about safety. So in addition to verifying that you're all up to date on your repair records on your boilers, he brought a team in and re-inspected all the dorms, all the dorm boiler facilities, and he will continue and check the boilers on all the rest of the buildings, sort of a double check. And indeed, he sent a team down to UNLV and checked on the safety and records of all the boilers in residence halls at UNLV as well. Purpose, give the public the security that all these boilers are in good position, good condition.
Okay, President Johnson, we need to take a little break. When I come back, I'd like to ask you a little bit about the legislature, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back with President Mark Johnson of the University of Nevada, Reno, after these few words.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. Good to have you today. I'm enjoying this discussion.
Wonderful.
I want to talk a little bit about the legislature. And an error by the governor's budget office left the higher education budget approved by the legislature with a $6.4 million shortfall. And it was first feared that the university system would not be able to give promised 3% raises because of the error, but Regents later voted to give the 3% raises anyway. Where is this money going to come from, especially on your campus?
Well, we don't have money laying around, so but the Board of Regents did make the decision that all of our employees should get the full 3% cost of living increase, just like other state employees, so we're honoring that. So where are we finding the money? Since employees are spread through all the units, we are going to all of the units, giving them a proportional share of this reduction, and they are coming up with plans now to cover the shortfall out of the individual operating units. So we just didn't say, okay, we'll cover that, because we don't have that kind of money laying around. But we're nicking the operations and the speed of hiring of replacement faculty and the like in order to get through this first year, and then we'll hopefully have a longer term plan in the second year of the biennium.
Okay, President Johnson, this 3% raise vote by the regents was not unanimous, and some were concerned, including Regent Rick Trachok of Reno, that wondered if the approving the raises would violate the law in any way. What is your thoughts on this?
Well, I think the legal question has to be left to LCB and the attorneys. So all we're doing is following the regents' rules. It was a very close vote.
Right.
And there were several principles involved, like can we give raises that were not approved by the governor and the legislature? Can we give raises that will create budget deficits? Well, so this is an unfunded mandate, and as a university, like we did during the recession, we're digging deeper into the institution and deciding to postpone or cancel some of our activities in order to cover this personal expense.
Do you think that tuition could go up because of this?
Tuition will not go up because of this. The tuition has been set for the next 4 years by the Board of Regents, and it will be a catastrophe, like another huge recession or something, that would cause the Regents to change their promise of being able to forecast the cost of going to college. And this is not going to be considered a catastrophe.
Okay. The Reno Gazette Journal has reported that the university will move forward in a lawsuit against the architect of Mackey Stadium. When the renovation was finished, the stadium produced the architects failed to accommodate people with disabilities. You're talking about a $4 million mistake that the university is out. What are you trying to get from this lawsuit against the Worth Group, which is, before this, a very good friend of the university?
Certainly, but if you make mistakes, you're liable to make mistakes, liable to pay for fixing the mistakes, and that's part of the contract originally. So what happened was the Worth Group came and gave us a design on the stadium renovation, and on the very first game, people in wheelchairs could not see the game. So the Worth Group came back and did some redesign, and that cost us several hundred thousand dollars to take their recommended fixes. But upon a recent review of ADA concerns in the stadium, we learned that when they did a redesign of the stadium, they didn't take into consideration regulations of ADA on the distribution of seats and everything else. We have a moral and legal obligation to fix the stadium so that it's ADA compliant, and that should have been designed in the first place.
Are you just trying to get your money back that you had to pour into this from the Worth Group?
Yes, it's basically the cost of making these late-timed renovations to bring the stadium into ADA code.
Okay, President Johnson, when it came to, I want to get back to the legislature, I'm sorry to jump around, but when it came to education at the legislature, most of the media reports had to do with K-12, the redoing the Nevada plan and things like that. Can you go over some of the things that, big things that happened with funding for in higher education at the legislature, especially at the University of Nevada?
Okay, it was very important that this legislature honored, the governor recommended and the legislature honored the funding formula that was put in place during the 2013 session. And that allows for state funds to go to institutions that are increasing the amount of students who are finishing classes and moving toward degrees. And the two universities and Nevada State College have been growing institutions, finishing more classes, and those increases were honored following the student performance. There was also a set of capacity enhancements at all of the institutions, and the legislature was very good about passing the capacity enhancement for Nevada State College.
What do you mean by that, capacity enhancement?
Capacity enhancement. It was more money to do what each individual institution thought would really propel their institutions forward. So all of the programs supported for community colleges, State College, and DRI were approved because they focus on workforce development. The proposals for research enhancement at the universities were not approved, and also the knowledge fund through the Governor's Office of Economic Development, which was focused on research supporting economic development, was also being phased out.
Okay, President Johnson, that's all the time we have today. I really enjoyed our conversation, and hopefully you'll come back on Nevada Newsmakers.
I enjoyed it too. Thank you very
much. Thank you. We'll be right back to wrap up today's show after these few words.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenneth! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Just a note, you can watch all of the shows on NevadaNewsmakers.com and also on YouTube. You can also catch a lot of stories that I have written about the interviews also on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you.